Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and may I have your first and last name, please?
Eleanor, Eleanor Mitchum, Mitchem.
Okay, thank you. One moment, please, if you don't mind, so I can attempt to locate your account, be right with you.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, I was just getting ready to say thanks for holding, but then the system just logged me out. I apologize. One moment.
That's okay.
Okay, thanks so much for holding. I just logged back in and you say your last name was Mitchum, first name Eleanor.
Yes.
Thank you. One moment. Okay. Ms. Mitchum, thanks so much for holding. I do have the account pulled up. And if you can verify for me, please, your address.
731 Pearson Town Road, Moore, South Carolina, 29369.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. I have the account pulled up. I do show the representative did cancel the account. Looks like a contest was entered. I'm just kind of reviewing it. I do show your email address is lamitchum@gmail.com. Is that your email?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on for one moment.
Okay.
Okay, now the phone number you're calling in from, it looks like it's a little different. Let's see, 542-5690.
Yes.
Which is 69. Okay, the number is not complete. Okay, so it looks like a contest was entered. Let me just click on the order number. Okay, so it looks like you entered a contest or completed a survey. And in doing so, it also signs you up for a meal plan app. Do you recall completing a survey or entering in the contest for a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
No, just like I told the lady, I have a Dyson. Very good. I wouldn't be entering a contest for another one because I live alone. Only leave the one.
Okay, do you recall completing a survey or entering in a contest?
Not that I can recall.
Okay, because all the information we have on the account is correct, other than the phone number that was entered. It looks like it might be a typo. It's not complete.
Yeah.
Moment. One moment.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it looks like the agent did close out the account. I will refund the $49.89. Well, you know what? I'm sorry. Hold on for one second. I apologize. I'm not
Okay.
going to be able to refund it due to the
That's
terms
okay.
and conditions. The representative, she did cancel the account to make sure there won't be any further charges, though.
Yes.
Okay, and the account has been flagged, and then we'll send this up to our fraud department as well to management. Okay, did you need your cancellation number?
Yes, please.
Okay, one moment. Your cancellation number is going to be the letter C like Charles.
Okay.
920.
920.
432.
432.
858.
858.
Correct.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
No problem, and thank you for calling customer care.
And you have a blessed day.
You too.
They're going to credit me for $49.89. Is that right?
Well, we won't be able to credit the account. You would have to contact your bank because of the terms and conditions at the end of the terms
well,
and conditions.
It's a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
It's a credit card, not my bank.
Right. We won't be able to refund the credit card. You would have to contact them. But the representative did cancel out the account to make sure there wouldn't be any future charge.
That's who I'm talking to.
Mm-hmm.
It was this number is the one that charged me $49.89.
Correct. But because of the disclosure
so
of the term.
I'm contacting you and telling you that I didn't do this.
I understand. But because of the disclosure of the terms and conditions, we cannot refund the account. That would have to come from your credit card company.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, they're just wanting me to get a reference number. I understand. Thank you so much, darling. You have a blessed day.
You too, and thank you for calling customer care.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye.